At meetings and conventions Calgary, we know that people learn from using a variety of different techniques and innovative approaches. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to learn more about experiencing Calgary. In this month's Unconventional series, Convene checks out a new book about the positive side of stress. And now we bring you a feature titled Rethinking Stress by senior editor Barbara Palmer. Stress is toxic, and our response is to do anything we can to minimize it. That's what health psychologist Dr. Kelly McGonigal thought too, until she began looking at the research. As McGonigal writes in her recent book, The Upside of Stress, Why Stress is Good for You and How to Get Good at It. The latest science reveals that stress can make you smarter, stronger, and more successful. It helps you learn and grow. It can even inspire compassion. McGonigal, a lecturer at Stanford University, found the difference is in how we think about and respond to stress. She writes, "By rethinking and even embracing stress, you can change its effect on everything from your physical health and emotional well-being to your satisfaction at work and hopefulness about the future. Among the positive effects of stress, it motivates you to connect with others." In a 2013 TED Talk, McGonigal cites a study that tracked about 1,000 U.S. adults from ages 34 to 93. Researchers asked, what had their stress levels been like in the past year? How much time had they spent helping out friends and neighbors? For some, each major stressful experience, like financial trouble or a family crisis, increased the risk of death by 30%. Not so much for others, says McGonigal in her TED Talk. People who spent time caring for others showed absolutely no stress-related increase in dying. Zero. Caring created resilience. And so we see that the harmful effects of stress on your health are not inevitable. How you think and how you act can transform your experience of stress. When you choose to view your stress response as helpful, you create the biology of courage. And when you choose to connect with others under stress, you can create resilience. Now, I wouldn't necessarily ask for more stressful experiences in my life, but this science has given me a whole new appreciation for stress.